And we're back for a second week in a row of our good friend Charlie. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm just, you know, getting back to the pod from after being on the grind.
Wow. It sounds great.
It's exhilarating.
It's been a hell of a week since we recorded the last episode. So much has happened. The president was assassinated. That was wild.
God. Died at the senseless age of 74.
He's senseless, all right, huh? The freaking orange Cheeto guy.
God, what is this? Are we doing CNN stuff now?
Is this what CNN sounds like?
Does that sound good?
I have a feeling this would be the worst Wolf Blitzer costume contest ever.
Let's get him on here. Let's see if he'll do that.
All right, so what were we talking about? We started recording, but it didn't record, and then we had, I don't know, 6 hours of material before I realized we weren't recording.
Charlie's making burgers.
Yeah. Charlie's making burgers. Now, Charlie, you make burgers, apparently.
Yeah, with poor cuts of meat, mostly flank steak.
So do you have your own...
This is hands. He grinds it up.
It's an organ grinder that I've reconstituted with blades, and the monkey is long been gone.
He started with the monkey.
That's right. Made sure it was a test subject.
Turns out monkey and chicken, not the best burger. There's some people that would argue otherwise. I think those people are foolhardy.
Yeah. So you've been making burgers for you and your girlfriend. Is she partaking?
Yeah, she eats.
I'll allow it. Yeah. Every
once in a while.
The first time you caught her eating, you gave her a talking to.
Oh, then, I was like, no more of that. You get a morsel a night.
Your eating days are over, sweetie.
Man. Back to the grind for you.
Very good. Well, welcome back. Christian, welcome back.
Thanks. Yep, good to be back.
We're here back in your humble home.
My pink... flesh-colored house.
It's more coral, I think.
Yeah.
It's pretty coral.
I think it's ginger, I believe, is the paint color.
Mm. Where did you get the paint color from?
That was from Home Depot.
So Home Depot, sponsors of the show. Glad you brought them up.
Do more, I think, is their tagline.
That's right. We are now going to be having advertisers on the paid feed only. We're going to differ from the other podcast where...
We're changing things up a little bit.
Changing the game.
Yeah, so... Now, you do a lot of work around the house here. You're kind of known to be a handyman around town. People I talk to, they call you the handyman. I'm assuming that's what they're talking about.
I don't like where this is going.
Now, last time we did an episode, I believe we talked about two things as you're going through your midlife crisis.
Sure.
Motorcycle.
Yeah.
And deck.
Yeah.
And then you also, I think, briefly mentioned, and then earlier this week you posted a picture of... it looked like to be a BB gun.
That's correct.
That you got. Yeah. So, what's going on with that?
The BB gun stuff.
Yeah. What's what kind of childhood diminishing returns?
You know what I'm thinking. The next thing's going to be a leather jacket, and then I'll drive around on the motorcycle with the BB gun, loading it with one hand.
Oh my god!
Like T2.
You're gonna have a sawed off BB gun. That's what you need. Right. Like Bean in Terminator 1. Where you have the
strap,
trench coat,
with the rope on it.
And then you like whip it out. Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, so what I mostly do is instead of drinking on the weekends now, I after the kid goes to sleep, I just go out in the backyard and drink non-alcoholic beer and shoot cans.
Yeah.
For so 4 hours.
There's a picture of a BB gun with a non-alcoholic beer.
it's just been my way of relaxing now.
Taking the whole situation really well, it seems. Yeah,
that's right.
It's weird to like. Usually, a guy like, you know, the wife leaves and all that. You go through a spiraling, drunk stage. You went the opposite, and somehow it's more depressing. I don't know.
Thanks. Glad to hear it.
At least you and Alanis Morissette have a lot in common with the BB gun and non-alcoholic beer.
Did you know
she's
that?
Coming to town? No, what's up with that?
She's coming to town.
Yeah.
You said that like you have inside knowledge, like you're going to get her on the podcast like that.
I said that. I don't even know if that's true.
Like, you know what? Alanis is going to be in town. Let's reach out to her. Let's see if she'll do the show.
Tell her how much the BB gun and beer
What is that
is.
In reference to? I'm not
I
sure.
I don't know. I just said it.
Oh, so it was just like a silly thing to say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a silly guy.
Charlie, you, silly you Billy. Are the living end.
June 17th. Yeah. At the fairgrounds. Oh.
You okay there? You started choking up. A bad memory there at the fairgrounds?
No, just that just seems like such a... Well, I guess she's been not in the public eye for...
Why is that? Is that bad, you're saying?
No, it's just, it's weird. It's just weird anytime it's like at the state fairgrounds and it's like some relatively...
You don't think
person.
They mean the amphitheater there?
It is, but...
Okay, that's a good visit.
As long as they have funnel cakes, I'm in.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, Rush was there, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I mean...
R.I.P. That guy.
Neil Peart. Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah. Guy hit things with sticks.
But he did it better than just about anyone else.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I heard that he was still taking drum lessons later in life, despite being a multimillionaire, despite being considered one of the best of all time.
He was taking?
Yeah, he was like getting... Who's teaching him how to play drums?
Yeah, that's...
It's like, all right, man, you have like... Your house is... You're throwing away gold records because you're tired of looking at them. Why are you talking to me about
you
becoming
have a, drum
a better
set with 200 drummer? Heads on it. What's going on?
So he's a fucking idiot is what I'm getting. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad he's dead.
Well, and we're glad he's dead.
So we were talking about Alanis Morissette. She is coming now. Every once in a while we talk about the 90s in our youths. What was your, Charlie, what was your youth music, you know, up there in Cedartown, Georgia? You're a sconch older than us, I believe, because Christian and I are 35-ish.
Yeah, I'm 37, 35.
Okay.
Wait, no, 37, 38. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, either 37 or 35, you know.
38, yeah.
I call that 36. That's what I said.
That's 19-dickety-2.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, you could only get two stations where I grew up for a while. So mm-hmm. It was...
The Ku Klux Klan's station. What else?
There was a Celine Dion only station, which was weird. She didn't really get that big until like 97. But
you were all about the Canadian female singers.
I'm
very curious.
Alanis Morissette, her, the other one.
Ooh, who's the other one?
Jewel.
Jewel from Alaska. Okay. which is close enough, right?
Pretty close.
Again, not great geography. Not my strong suit.
The wilderness out there. It was like there was country, and then there was an NPR station that was also local radio in the morning that had the Birthday Club, which was pretty great.
Birthday Club, okay.
They'd just call up, like, Birthday Club. And then people would say, it's my son's birthday. And they're like, well, happy birthday to your son.
Oh,
and
my God. What? That is, there was something similar to that on the country station.
Oh, that's Depression era entertainment, isn't it? That's bad.
Yeah, there was a lot of shoeboxes being used as guitars on that station. They had like a pawn shop radio show. You know, you need to get rid of one chicken, but no more than one chicken.
Yeah.
Got to find that special buyer that needs that one chicken.
Oof.
It's a lot.
So you didn't listen to music growing up?
Not a lot. I listened to a lot of, like, I started listening to NPR when I was like 12.
That's
that's where the talk radio thing.
Usually you hear that of like bougie New York liberals.
Yeah.
So you kind of bucked the trend a little bit.
Yeah. And my parents just listened to the Eagles and Atlanta Rhythm section nonstop. So that was no good.
That sucks.
Yeah. That was, man. So there wasn't a lot to listen to. Then we had an antenna until I was 18, and there was a station called The Box that was music videos. So that was pretty cool when I was like 13 or 14. Just random, like you could call in and...
Wait, it was a radio station?
No, it was a call-in music video station.
Okay. Okay, good.
They didn't care about your birthday, unfortunately. No. I was crestfallen the first time I found out about that.
Hello, obviously I'm here to say my birthday.
What?
No, we just want to know, do you like Aerosmith? I don't want to miss a thing. Is pretty okay. Good. That's number
traditional
one.
Traditional telephone greeting in Cedartown is you start with your birthday. You don't even get to hello first. You start with your birthday.
It's a birthday club. My mom is in the hospital. All right, how old is she?
No, wait.
But the Braves were America's team because
that's true.
Everybody could get it on the antenna there for a while.
90s was very Atlanta centric with that and the Olympics and all that. Yeah. My goodness.
Ted Turner
buying up all the land so he could ride a horse from Montana to Mexico. That was like a goal of his.
Such a strange man.
Yeah.
Talk like this. Is he still alive?
Barely.
Yeah, he can't be. Can't be too much long for this moral coil.
Did, he did also, in the 90s, create Cartoon Network, or his company created Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I don't think he always threw that idea there out there at the
movie. Hey, I want to see Bugs Bunny more, is what he said. Can we get Bugs Bunny on?
I got an idea. It's called Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And Mary Jane Fonda, he's a busy guy.
Yeah. Now, is he the reason why the Olympics were there? I feel like he had probably played a big part, right?
That and Coca-Cola, I think. Yeah. They kind of came together.
Home Depot, Delta. Like, there's a lot of...
Because, like, looking back, it's really weird that it was in Atlanta. Yeah.
Especially for the Centennial Olympics, when the first one was in Athens, Greece, and they were like, you know what? The 100th one? Georgia.
That's Athens, Georgia. It's a time you, a place you spent a lot of time in.
I did live there for around about 12 years.
Yeah.
They played soccer there at the stadium that the Bulldogs... A lot of people lost money, apparently. There were people were like banking on making a shit ton of money in off the Olympics. Like, there were guys buying truckloads of turkey legs, and then people were coming in from all over the world, and they're like, we're just here to watch the soccer and then drive back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So there were people that bankrupted themselves. Just did not work out.
That's usually how it goes for the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody makes any money.
Usually it's like the city's infrastructure that collapses. But in this case, it was the turkey leg infrastructure.
Yeah. Okay. We got a cool park out of it. Got to watch some free concerts. Saw Stained there when I was 18. When they were the biggest band in America for that 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. That was a dark time for America.
Saw a lot of people.
It was like right before 9/11, and we needed a little bit of a shake up. Yeah. And I think we got it.
Yeah. The week after that, the headlining band for that, 7 Mary 3.
Yeah.
It was cumbersome.
The 9/11 was cumbersome. I'll give you that.
Yeah. That day, the 10-year anniversary of it with the Words with Friends, we were playing.
So what happened? You and I were playing Words with Friends.
Yeah, it's one of my hallmark moments in my life, playing Words with Friends on September 11th, 2011.
Yeah.
And Geiger played Jihad for 99 points against me and just put in the comments on Words with Friends, never forget.
It's on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was the best points I ever got in that game. I pretty much stopped playing after that. I was like,
that's why. Yeah, leave on a high note. Sure.
Yeah, that was his John Elway moment.
Yeah, I was like, Muhammad Atta himself. I went out on top.
Don't think you want to compare yourself. You know what?
Yeah, that was good. How do we get on that topic? Oh, I wanted to talk about on the topic of cities preparing for things poorly. Yes. I remember when the Republican National Convention was here in 2012. And
I was here for that.
Every restaurant embraced themselves like it was. Every place was expecting to be chaos, and then no one gave a fuck about anything. It was just fat
Did
guys.
Did people come here for that, or was it just the people that came?
Well, they were expecting the people. They're expecting the city was expecting like the Olympics was here, and I didn't see any difference anywhere. And but yeah, there were restaurants like we're tripling our staff for the week. It was nothing.
I was visiting for that and went to a Rays game.
As one of the biggest Republicans in America.
That's pretty much my platform. I'm a big old elephant supporter. Yeah. See me just carrying my Bible right next to my ear nonstop.
So you can hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
hear the joyful noise. Okay. But yeah, we were at a Rays game, and I remember because that's where they had the event, and being ushered out by guys with machine guns because they really wanted people out of the stadium so they could get set up for it. Like, they didn't point them at anyone, but they were, you know, they're like, hey, get, you know, like.
They were cocking. He's making the cock and they're pulling the side.
They sprayed the crowd a couple times.
Let's shuffle along there, guys.
And, shooting the ground behind your feet.
Dance.
Dance, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that distinctly. I'm just like, man, this is a lot of guns for the end of a baseball game. They're like, oh, it's the Republican convention. Like,
yeah, it was for,
that makes sense.
It was for Mitt Romney, too.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing. It wasn't even like anyone that people gave a shit about.
What a passionate base.
If it was here for Trump, it could be bad.
Yeah.
He was here last year? Was it last year when he went to the airport?
He's done a couple little stops here.
His little whistle stop tour.
Yes.
Yeah. Psycho. well, speaking of the infrastructure, we were talking a little bit about that next year off air. We were talking about that next year is going to be the Super Bowl here.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit nervous on what that's going to mean.
That's going to be wild. It was here in 2008. It was the February 2009, and that was like 2 months before the brewery we worked at opened. Yeah. So it was like right before I got to experience while working for a company how that would all go down. But your brewery theoretically will be open,
allegedly,
by then, and I do suspect the Super Bowl will bring in like actual people.
Yeah. That are looking to spend money and spend some time.
Yeah, sure. It really depends on the teams, of course. We don't know yet. We'll have to wait till October when it's clear what Goodell's going to, how he's going to script the league that year.
Game script is what they call it.
But, you know, if it's some like really crazy traveling teams, if it's like the Packers or like the Bills or someone like that, just like.
Oh, could you imagine just Bills big Super Bowl fat, here? Holy God, shit.
Had to order up on tables.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Okay. All right. So you're talking about the micro marketing thing on the last episode. So you do a special. You do like a bucket of beer and a table for like $100.
Yeah.
Right? And then just have a designated spot in the parking
just
lot.
Just let them.
I got a table guy. That's not hard.
That guy's going to be real busy that week, though. You got to understand that. You got to get in touch with him now.
Dude, imagine if somebody does the turkey leg thing, but with tables. It completely ruins his life. He's like, I bought all these tables.
Now it's the Texans in the Super Bowl, not the Bills. And they don't do anything.
Oh, man. Should have bought whatever people in Houston like. What do they like there?
Cowbells?
I don't know. Houston's like...
They're not like a real
Southern, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not a real anything.
It's like, a huge city. They're like fake Southern where they... Yeah. Like they're just like suburban guys who like wear cowboy hats but have like $70,000 trucks.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
I know there's a big cocaine market there.
Okay.
I've heard that over the years. Okay. But I just heard about it.
It was one of your shortest and longest stops on your
your last. It's been a week there one night. I don't know. That's one of like only four or five cities I haven't been to in the U.S. and I've had no desire to go there because there's like no culture.
I remember looking it up once because I found like a real cheap flight there. I was like, what could I do there? I really couldn't find anything. I'm sure like every city, like if you're just, I just want to eat and drink and then pass out.
Yeah.
You can do that anywhere.
Yeah.
So you could do that in Houston, but is there anything else that you're like, Houston rocks.
And go watch a baseball game with a heel in center field.
Yep.
That's something that you potentially watch somebody tear a quad as they're trying to catch a ball.
Well, they got rid of the heel. They replaced it with hidden cameras. That's true. I think that literally happened at the same time. They got rid of the hill, and then there was suddenly a pole there that had like a little black dot that could track. Do you know about this story?
No,
you're not a sports guy. You're not a sports ball guy. No. So over the last couple months, it's been revealed that like probably one of the biggest scandals in professional sports history.
The baseball thing.
Yeah.
Or did you say a baseball thing?
Well, with all the different wires and all that nonsense.
Wires?
That's a new thing. They were like people were supposedly wearing wires vibrate and stuff.
You've sort of absorbed some of it. Yeah. But so the Houston Astros, who won the World Series 2-3 years ago.
2017, I believe.
So they it was later determined that they had a guy underneath the dugout who was watching a live feed of the pitchers. And he was like seeing the catcher's signals.
They would pitches.
Bang a trash can loudly. Like, watching it now is so funny.
Because it's just like, it's not even.
There's zero. Like, that should have been the thing where someone threw out in the first inning and was like, okay, come on. We gotta do better than that.
It's the most railroad hobo thing that you've ever heard of in your entire life. Oh, the cops are coming.
Well, the can was on fire. He was cooking his supper that night in it.
Well, he accidentally dropped his bindle in there.
He's banging with the stick. Glove.
Yeah.
The bindle stick. So, it's so funny. Look, like when you're watching the game live and you don't know it's a thing, you're not going to really put two and two together. But looking back, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they probably would have found out about it a lot quicker if anyone watched baseball. Mm-hmm. But it took 3 years because no one, you know, watches baseball.
And that's part of the problem is why it's so noticeable in the videos, because there's like 800 people at the game. Yeah. And they're just politely talking about Instagram or something. They're not even paying attention to what the hell's going on the field.
Yeah.
So the guy banging, you know, in the playoffs, shit's going wild. No one hears it.
Right.
On a Tuesday in
Texas.
A Texas Tuesday in August. People do not give a fuck about baseball.
By the way, the best name for a wrestling event ever was in 1992. It's called This Tuesday in Texas.
That's pretty good.
Beer name, right?
Really gets right to the point.
That is a good beer name.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. If Texas ever has more than 3 or 4 breweries that...
Well, I'm talking about for your brewery that we've mentioned before.
It had to be a collab.
You have as the brewery's impending its opening in 7 or 8 years, you've accumulated a list of potential beer names.
Yeah.
Just to have. And how long is that list now?
Over 300 something names.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so
not counting all of Mike's as well.
Do you just have a document that you just toss these into, or just notepad?
It's in notes on my phone. I haven't used a computer in like 6 or 7 years, which is kind of appalling, I guess, to say out loud for a guy that's trying to open up a business. But I just do everything through my phone, and I just have the notepad.
It is a computer. I mean, that's
essentially.
You know, it's like a computer in your pocket.
Yeah.
Something I've thought about before.
Okay, Steve Jobs, whatever.
Yeah, so we're just like hanging out, and then someone says a phrase, and we're like, put it in the phone, and you whip it out.
Yeah, that's there's lots of... Being a gigantic professional wrestling fan, there's lots of gold to mine there. There's lots of goofy things that are said. And then
whip it out. Let's see what we got here. Let's go through the list. Let's scour some of these potential award-winning beers that you guys out there are going to clamor over.
Christian, since he, if you want to just go down a couple of them, just pick randomly.
Okay.
Yeah. What do we have here? You got the phone.
All right. Bubble and Squeege.
Okay. If there's any story that you remember, Charlie, feel free to...
That should be Bubble and Squeak. I don't know why so it auto-corrected.
Bubble and Squeak, that's a good phrase, but Bubble and Squeege is probably better.
Yeah. Well, Bubble and Squeak is a traditional English breakfast thing.
Yeah.
So it'd be a smoked something or other. No but eggs.
I think Bubble and Squeege is good.
Well, you could do a citrus, and then it would be Squeege, like...
What?
No, like squeezing? Okay.
Bubble and Squeege sounds like the worst morning show ever. Hey, it's Bubble and Squeege here. We got mattress and lanes.
You got it. All right. What about Prison Pool? P-O-O-L.
Ooh. So Prison Pool, I think, has to do with... somebody was telling me there was this story about a drain that got clogged in a pool, in a shower. And so the guys were like essentially swimming around in urine in the shower. That probably won't, like, we wouldn't explain that one, obviously.
Yeah.
That'll be one that if it ever comes out, your listeners will be like, oh, yeah, that's the one about the piss.
Yeah. If you guys see that somewhere, you'll be the only ones to know, that's about someone swimming in piss. Yeah.
All right. This one I like is Arn Amberson. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
Now, see, Geiger's not going to see
Arn Amberson?
Yeah.
Arn Anderson is a legendary professional wrestler. Uh-huh. He's actually from my neck of the woods up in Cedartown, Georgia.
Oh.
His name's Marty Lundy, but he was, he looked like
Sounds
another guy.
A little
guy.
Too metropolitan, that name.
He looked like another guy named Ole Anderson, so they just called him the Anderson Brothers.
Okay.
And so they're like Norwegian, you know, as they would say in... Deadwood Squareheads.
Mm-hmm. So you're just gonna have a beer named? Can you get? Is he alive still?
Yeah. He does a podcast.
So, would you get him involved in some way? Do you think?
I think he'd be very confused by it.
By what's going on?
He's a pretty simple guy.
Yeah, I think he'd be a little.
That's gonna be most of your brewing staff are simple guys, though.
That's true. Yeah, he'd fit right in.
All right. What about Charlie's Shoes?
That was a drunken one. I have really no recollection of that story whatsoever.
That sounds familiar to me. There could have been. I could have been involved in that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, some of these are kind of lost in the ether.
That's what I'm wondering.
Part of the joy of them too is trying to figure out what the fuck the hell they're talking about.
Unicorn Nightlight.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah. That had something to do. I think actually I stayed in an Airbnb that had that because I drew the shorts or I came home last. I didn't rather draw the short straw. I had to stay in the children's room at this Airbnb, and they had a unicorn nightlight plugged into the wall, which if they knew who was sleeping in that room, they probably would never allow their house to be an Airbnb again.
Yeah, that poor child.
Me coming back at 4 o'clock in the morning, just completely reeking of whatever happened that night.
Where was that? Any idea?
I think that was in Austin, Texas, if I'm not mistaken. So okay. Definitely chili and definitely whiskey. So that's pretty normal stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's three of these just jumped out at me, so I'm just going to go down. Velvet Machete. That's a great name.
That's been made.
That's a good one.
That's on the list. You can find that on Untappd. And I think we are actually pouring that at one of the next two beer festivals we've been invited to.
It's a good beer.
Yeah. All
right. She's only 69.
That's a good tweet. Like, I think you could do that.
Throw it out there. One of my favorite pastimes is finding songs that are very inappropriate that became very popular.
Sure. Yeah.
Sort of like Chevy Van, which talks about picking up a 16-year-old girl and giving her a ride out in the country and various things that shouldn't have been popular but people liked, and that's where that kind of spun from. Was like she's only 69. She's only 69.
That's good. All right, two more here. Walls of Jericho, which is another wrestling one, which would be if you did like a set of those.
Oh, there's gonna be a lot of wrestling stuff.
Yeah, I think that could really
eventually, like you've talked about having like getting a wrestling ring in there in
the brewery. We've talked, well, it would probably be the parking lot, but I would like to do.
But on the vicinity.
Yeah, yeah.
On the campus.
Yeah. The Magnana campus.
The Magnanipus. The Magnanipus.
All right. And the last one here that I saw was Serbian Water Sports.
Oh, that's a good one. That was a confluence of a whole bunch of people that shouldn't have been in an Uber together up in Richmond. There's a guy that owned a brewery in Chicago. Two people owned a brewery in Chicago, two separate ones. A grain salesman, myself, and a guy from Stockholm, all in a...
okay, all right.
And the guy from Stockholm said that he had known a guy who was involved in some Serbian water sports to some degree, and I don't know what that means. But I was like, that just stuck out to me. I was like,
you could take it in a couple different directions there. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, water polo, obviously, is what we're all thinking. Definitely.
You're bound to collaborate with some brewery from Serbia. Right.
Wouldn't that be more like a vodka thing?
What is Serbia? I forget what that one is. That's Russia, right?
It's like the top the most coldest part of
part
Russia.
Of Russia, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's most where, remote. Kosovo was up there, right?
Whew,
Christian?
Boy.
You're a Serbian expert.
Kosovo was like one of those. I was like 17 or 18 when all that was going on. It feels like
that sounds right. Sure.
Yeah, I was about to say any like war stuff when I was a kid. I don't know anything about, but then I realized I don't know anything what's going on now either. So it's not like anything's changed.
One thing that
Found out Iraq and Iran are different. So
well,
35.
They're like 5 letters difference on the alphabet between N and Q. Maybe 3. I don't know. I've never counted the letters.
What a brag.
One. humble brag.
Yeah, I've never had to count letters, I'm pretty comfortable.
One thing like from the mid-90s, as far as like political stuff that was going on, was the whole thing going on with Somalia.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. I was 14, didn't care. But I have two friends that live in Minneapolis who are married to Somalians because that's where they went.
Yep.
They all relocated there, which is like, apparently there's great Somalian restaurants, which I don't know what that means. I've had Ethiopian. I would assume it's
probably similar
somewhere on
the Ethiopian food's good.
Until again fairly recently that I like my knowledge of Somalia was just they were like poor and they didn't eat.
Yeah,
and Ethiopia as well. Like you saw the commercials.
Yeah,
growing up, it was like I just assumed everyone there was starving. So to find out like oh they have good food there, I was like, why didn't they just eat it?
Well, because they were
because they went to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
They exported all the great.
It backed up.
It's like in India, in India, all the great doctors come here, and in Ethiopian Somalia, all the great chefs come to
the Twin Cities. Left to starve. That's
there you go.
Yeah. Oh, I think South Park probably nailed on the head. Sally Struthers was eating everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's, she's still alive? She get mad about that? I don't. Who cares? Almost she's at Sally Field, and that would have been just wrong.
Yeah, she doesn't eat a lot.
Sally Struthers, boy, that's a name I have not heard in a long, long time.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't talk about dying African children anymore. That was like her main claim to fame.
Well, we cured all that. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
African kids don't die anymore.
Yeah.
Yep, she's still around. She, boy.
I believe
still a looker?
Very Miss Piggy-esque, yes. Similar bangs, even. That's good.
Again, Miss Piggy-esque is a good, beer name.
The second result on Google for her is from Rotten Tomatoes. So,
what? Okay.
Oh, has nothing to do with that site either.
No. Yeah, that's right.
She died of eating several bushels of rotten tomatoes. That's why.
She just has a viral video of her just stuffing rotten tomatoes down her gullet in front of Ethiopian children.
Yeah, that's it.
There's no good for you.
Now, Christian, you had a great post for us.
I want to read this to you guys. I want to get your reaction to this.
It kind of has something to do with war.
It does, yeah. So this is one that I found on Reddit. On the R Confessions board. I don't remember exactly how I stumbled across this one, but here's the title of it. I waterboarded a friend 15 years ago. I don't regret it. I enjoyed it.
All right.
I had a really good friend who joined the Marines a year or so after 9/11. Before he left for boot camp, he slept with the girl I was seeing. We weren't dating exclusively, but it was still pretty shitty and upsetting as they both tried to hide it from me. It's completely ended my relationship with that girl, but for the sake of the friend group, I remained cordial but distant from the Marine. The Marine served a tour in Afghanistan and came back home an uber patriot. Around that time, there was enough distance from the terrorist attacks that people started thinking logically again and began to question some of the actions of the U.S. government and military. We invaded two countries for some reason. War crimes were committed. We were torturing people, yada, yada. It's old news now. The former Marine was still a hardcore supporter of the military.
We tortured people, yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada.
Whatever.
Was still a hardcore supporter of the military and would still side with them no matter what the claims against them were. This included his support for supposed enhanced interrogation techniques and the claim that they were not in fact torture under a new name. One evening, the Marine, a few friends, and I were drinking in a basement, playing video games, and arguing about politics. The subject of waterboarding came up, and the Marine emphatically supported it, claiming it wasn't torture. We had a pretty heated argument, and I proposed that if it wasn't torture, he wouldn't mind having it done to him. He agreed. This was a partially finished basement. Of course it was. So one half was a game room with carpeted floors and insulated walls, while the other half was a storage area with a workbench, tools, etc. We all went into the work area, laid him on a table, and tied him down. Since we were living in the darkest timeline, I was familiar with the process of waterboarding as a young man. We positioned the table so the Marine's head lay off the end and over a slop sink. I grabbed a dish rag from the laundry and a pitcher off the shelves and set to work. It was immediately apparent that waterboarding is torture, but we had been drinking a bit, and the Marine's sputtering and coughing was funny to everyone. There was a lot of laughing and berating the Marine because we told you so. It hadn't been my intention to actually torture the guy. I just wanted to prove my point and make him look like a fool he was. But I had him there, tied down, helpless. Oh. He had been a terrible friend. It had just been the Gat girl years ago. He'd always been a bad person. I found myself lost in those thoughts, and I didn't stop. Ooh. No one was laughing anymore. It wasn't funny. It was torture. My other friends urged me to stop and eventually pulled me away. They removed the rag from his face, and it was obvious that he was shaken up by the whole ordeal, but I just couldn't help but smile.
Man, that Ryan Seacrest is an asshole. God.
Yeah. That's, yeah, that sounds, you know, when he said the darkest timeline, he's right, because that was, everyone was doing weird shit back then.
Sure.
I remember being in high school and doing Jackass videos. I didn't.
I remember playing
Madden.
I didn't there was do a whole time. Lot. Jackass videos and backyard wrestling, doing like our own promotions, was a big thing. And then recording it and then just watching. No reason. Just watching the tapes. Just the same people that were taking part in it, just watching the tapes together. And like, that's cool.
Great.
Yeah, that was very. Yeah, we did a fair amount of that. We created games a lot, too, up in Cedartown. We had one called Rapture, where like recliner boxes were, you know, like a big 5x5 square. And my parents owned a furniture store, so we'd have these big empty boxes. And somebody would get in, and you tape it shut real good. And the guy would try and get out. Or you put somebody in there, tape it shut real good. That guy's trying to get out while you're beating it with a broom. You get bored up there.
That's That's pretty good.
We had another one. We never practiced, but we called it apple dumpling. Where you just stand about arm's length away from each other and just swing a hammer at each other's head, and the first guy to fall down loses. And the winner screams out apple dumpling.
That's the end. Now, are you hitting each other or just swinging it like past each other's head?
No, no, no. You have, I mean, you're trying to, I mean, we didn't want to kill anybody, but that's essentially what it is.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
You're just trying to brain each other. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's that small town. Yeah. Yeah,
sure. No waterboarding, though. Jesus Christ.
God. Well, it's some decency out there.
Yeah. Rapture, so much more wholesome.
Now, that sounds like something that I could get into now. That's going to be my new thing.
The Rapture thing?
Yeah, I'm just going to bring people here and tape them into a box and beat with them.
Well, you know, they have like adult, you know, dodgeball leagues and adult, you know, four square leagues, whatever. Let's do an adult Rapture league.
What is this? I'm glad you asked. Here, get inside the box. I'll show you.
We'll explain it a little bit afterwards.
Get in the box. What's that sound? Don't worry about it. Yeah. All right, now try and get out of the box.
Yeah. You can't. Interesting. Well, me and six of my friends at Broomsticks, we'll see if we can help you out.
Yeah, then if you made it into it, then you got to do, you know, there wasn't really a point. It was just try and get out of the box, and hopefully you didn't get hit by the broom too many times on the way out. Because when the broom's hitting the box, you see, it's creating holes. So eventually it can be your salvation, but you have to deal with a little bit of...
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys were, if there was a hole and you saw a piece of flesh, probably didn't stop swinging as hard necessarily.
No, he didn't try to create a new hole.
Yeah. Let's make the current hole bigger, right?
Yeah, this isn't Parcheesi.
If someone's head is sticking out of it, whatever.
That was before concussions.
Concussions hadn't been invented yet.
Yeah.
Anything else, gang?
No, I think I'm good for the time being.
Charlie, you got anything else to say? I think this is your last week.
Yeah.
On the bonus. After two long, grueling weeks.
I think. I don't know. Yeah.
Great sign off.
Bye.